And the Lord came unto me, and he said, What is it, Son of Man, that thou wouldest have? And I said, Lord, if I could only be among those who play sweetly upon an instrument and who sing well in the house of the Lord, then would I do great things for my God. And the Lord came unto me, and he gave unto me the desire of my heart, and he stood me among the sons of men, and he let me play, and he let me sing. And I saw the day when the hearts of men were moved by that thing which the Lord had given unto me. And as the hearts of men were moved, I stood back and I said within myself, Now will I be content, for I have been able to move the hearts of men. But in my secret hour, I bowed my head before my God, and I said, Lord, thou hast given me what I asked for, but tonight my heart is heavy, and I have a longing for something more. And he came again unto me in the ninth season, and he said, Son of man, ask me again the thing that thou wouldst have of me. And I said, Lord, I see men bowed by burdens low. I see hearts that are broken. I see sadness and discouragement. Oh, give me but the power of the spoken word, that I might speak a word and hearts will be delivered. And the word of the Lord came unto me, and he said, Son of man, I have given thee the thing that thou dost desire. And with great joy I marched before the people of God. And in my youth and my enthusiasm, I spoke the word and men were delivered. And I spoke the word and their hearts were made whole. And I knew what it was to bind the brokenhearted, to pour in the oil of joy for mourning. And while men were praising him and magnifying his name, I went back to my secret chamber and I bowed my head in sorrow. And I said, Oh, my God, I am not satisfied. I am not satisfied. I am not satisfied. And he came again unto me. And he said, Son of man, what is it that thou dost again desire? And I said, Oh, my God, give me but power in my hands, that as thou didst do, I might lay my hands upon the sick, and I might see healing flow, that I might have power. And he said, It is done as thou hast commanded. Go and heal the sick in my name. And I went to the nations of the earth, and I saw the sick raised from their sickbed, and I saw pain and suffering go. And I was rejoicing as I went to my place, and I bowed my head before my God, and I said, Now shall I be satisfied, for thou hast given me that which I desired. But no longer had the words come out of my mouth until the heart within me began to ache and cry. And I said, God, I do not understand this, for again my heart is sad. And I said, Lord, wilt thou just one more time give me the thing I ask of thee? And he said, It is done. And I said, God, I desire to go against principalities and powers and the powers of the wickedness of this world and spiritual darkness in high places. And he said, Surely I give it unto thee, now go. And I went, and the Lord allowed me to go into dens of iniquity and holes and dives where men hide from the light because of the sin and the evil that is upon them. And there was a day when I saw demons cry out at the very presence of the power of God that rested. And then I went back to my place broken, and I said, God, I have asked thee for all that I desire, and still my heart is not satisfied, nor do I feel that I have touched the thing thou hast called me to. And in my youth I had expended myself with all the things that my heart had desired. And then one more time a gracious and a visited me in the night season, and he said, Now, what is it that thou dost desire? And in brokenness of heart I bowed before him, and I said, God, only that thing which thou dost desire to give unto me. And he came unto me, and he said, Come with me, and I will take thee on a journey. And he took me past my friends, and he took me past those with whom I had come into the house of the Lord. And he took me into a desolate place, and he caused me to go into a place alone in the wilderness. And I said, Oh my God, Now thou hast cut me off from those I love. What art thou doing unto me? And he said, I take thee to the place that all men must come to if their heart's cry is to be fulfilled. And on a certain hour, I bowed before a gate that is called the Eye of the Needle. And there, before the Eye of the Needle, I heard the voice of the Lord say, bow low. And I bowed low, and he said, no lower. And I bowed lower, and he said, no, yet lower. Thou dost not go low enough. And I went as low as I could go. But I had upon my back my books of learning, and I had with me my instruments of music, and I had with me my gifts and abilities. And he said unto me, thou hast too much, thou canst not go through this gate. And I said, God, thou hast given me these books, and thou hast given me these abilities. And he said, drop them, or thou dost not go. And I dropped them, and I went through a very small gate that is called the Eye of a Needle. And as I went through this gate, I heard the voice of the Lord say, now rise to the other side. And as I rose, a very strange thing had happened unto me. For lo, the gate which was so small that I must lay aside everything was so wide I could not fill it. And as I stood in the presence of the Lord, I said, God, what is this thing that thou hast done unto me? For my soul is now satisfied. And he said, thou hast come through the gate of worship. Thou hast come through the gate of worship. Now come up to the circle of the earth, and I will show thee a great mystery. And I will reveal unto thee the thing which I am doing among the sons of men. And the Spirit of the Lord caught me away, and he took me to the circle of the earth, higher than the eagle flies, beyond where the clouds can rumble up, beyond where the sun shines or the moon finds her path. And there at the throne of my God, he said, look down upon my people. And I saw a strange thing. I saw my companions gathered around a very small gate. And I saw them wringing their hands and crying and saying one to another, God hath given us these instruments of war. This sword is my sword. I will with thee at my sword, and I will work with the enemy, and I will bring the enemy down. I cannot go through this gate, for if I go through this gate, I must put down my sword. I must put down my instruments of war. God has called me to be a warrior, therefore will I not do it. And I heard another one say, me, lay down my instruments of music. Lay down all that God hath given to me to go through that silly little gate, to be nothing but a bare man who comes out on the other side, stripped of everything. I cannot do this thing. And I saw, as they stood aside in their pride, afraid to bow themselves before a very small gate. And then I saw again, as the Lord brought me closer to the gate, and I saw men bow low, laying down everything they had. And as they came through the very wide gate on the other side, their instruments of music were there, their swords were there, their books were there, the power was there. And the word of the Lord came unto me, go now and tell this people this thing. I have given unto this people extreme talent and much ability. I have caused you who are instrumentalists to play. But I say unto you this night, if you do not come through the very small gate, which is the gate of worship, and bow low and lay before me thine instruments and thy talents and thy abilities and thy vision and thy power, thou shalt always be those who will only be able to minister to the hearts of men and bless the hearts of men. But there is a gate open in the church in this hour, which is a very small gate. brought this people together this night to make unto you a choice. You can minister unto men, and I will cause you to sway the hearts of men with your talent. Or you can go through a very small gate, and in making you worshipers, you will minister unto the King.